Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We like to thank you for being a part of this hour. One thing I love about technology is so often it has its own mind. They call it smart technology. Amen. And I love it, especially when you're being tested. I'm pretty sure that many of you who are dealing with technology, you know basically how that goes. So as we move forward, we'd like to thank you once again for moving in, for being a part of this hour. I am talking to you and trying to navigate on this for the Blog Talk Radio and get the blog back up and running. You can hear me via phone, but for some reason it has disappeared. Maybe I probably hit a button or something, but it has just disappeared, and I'm trying to retrieve the information that I pulled up prior. But we are New Beginnings Ministry. I'll just give you that information as we move forward. We are here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we thank you for being a part of this hour. This evening, we have a special guest, which is back with us. You've heard her once before, Mother Gloria Womack from Call It To Me Ministry. She will be speaking this evening. For those of you who are listening by internet, we'd like to inform you that you can be a part of this by calling in 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. If you would like to be a part of the Zoom, and oftentimes on the Zoom, sometimes we don't have an excellent sound. I'm here looking at my wife, and she's telling me that we are, she's not hearing me on Zoom, but you can go to Zoom, and the Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. But I would probably say this evening with the Zoom, simply because we are having a timeline difficulty, you know, that it would be best to use the call-in number, which is 347-237-4054, to be connected to this message for this evening. We also inform you that at the end of this message, you can go into the archives, and when you go into the archives, you can pull up this message and listen to it again, share it with a friend, share it with a foe. I mean, just be a blessing to someone. The Bible says that when we are connected, all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord. And I know that all of you who are on this evening are connected and have a special relationship with our Father, and that is the beauty of it all. So that means that we are connected. We are connected. As we move forward, we'd like to thank you. Once again, I am still trying to pull up this. I may have to switch over to my wife and Dr. Suzanne and use her computer. Although you can hear it via phone, I don't know, for some reason this HP has popped up and it will not disappear. So I don't understand what is taking place at this time. Mother Gloria, I did not put you on. I did not open your mic up. I know that that you can hear me at this time. So just please bear with me as we try to make this correction at this time. Dr. Suzanne, can you hear me? I know that you're on Zoom. Okay. Would you please pray for Mother Gloria? And while you're doing that, I'm trying to... I am trying to pull up this blog so that I can control the mics and everything. So that is what I am doing at this time.
Father God, we praise your name, dear Lord, and we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to come once again, Father God, to praise you, to worship you, to seek your word, to listen and glean from your servant, to be an active part of the body of Christ. We thank you, dear Lord, for Mother Gloria. We thank you, Father God, for the message that you are sending through her. We thank you, Lord, for her ministry and the lives of so many people. We thank you, Lord, that all of us that are listening, Father God, that are hurt, are prepared to receive. We thank you, dear Lord, that if there be any confusion, any hindrances, that they are bound and paralyzed right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the resistance, any technical difficulties, anything that will cause us to be off the base. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, that every home is represented. Be online, through Zoom, through radio, telephone, that there is peace, no distractions, and that we are ready to receive. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for all those on our prayer list that we've been praying for healing, for jobs, for home, transportation, for forgiveness. We pray in the gift of all of those names. We ask you, Father God, to bless.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Susan, I'm going to ask you if you could go into the studio. If you could pull up the studio, it's not opening for me on your tablet. If you have access to be able to do that. Who you are, thank you for grace, and thank you for mercy. Thank you. Okay, I was able to pull up, go get into the studio on the phone, so I'm going to open up for Mother Gloria.
Okay, good. I can't hear you.
Mother Gloria, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Amen. You know how it works, you know how it works,
yes.
When the enemy is trying to prevent
yes,
a word from going
through,
you know. And I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. I had to go over my phone to the studio to pull this up. We're going to move out of the way now that we can hear you, and we are going to allow the Holy Spirit to work through you.
Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. I say good evening to everyone, to Dr. Cope. Oh, wow. God is so good. He just wants to try to distract me, but to Dr. Co-Pastor Clay and to First Lady Suzanne Clay, I thank you so much for the opportunity. Because when you called me, you said the Holy Spirit said, to call you because I had a word. And sure enough, I do. And my topic tonight is faith under pressure. And before I go into it, let us pray. Heavenly Father, our God, you are such an awesome God. God, we pray tonight, God, whatever difficulties we're having with technology, the one thing about you, God, we don't have to worry about having difficulties with you because you are always, God, do everything decent in order, God. So we pray tonight, God, as I come forth, the God, that I would decrease and you would increase in me. You know what your people need to hear. Let it fall on good ground in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, I yield my will to your will. And you said you have, and I say have your way as I come forth in Jesus Christ's name. Well, the Holy Spirit laid on my heart when Co-Pastor Clay called me and he said God had laid on his heart to have me to come forth. And I was already in prayer and I was reading James, and the topic tonight is faith under pressure. And I'm going to be reading from the King James Study Bible and also from the Messenger Bible. And it says, it reads as follows, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith presents patience. And in the Messenger Bible, it reads as such, consider it a sheer gift, friends, when your tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. To God be the glory. Ah, faith under pressure. To God be the glory. Trials come and go, but a strong faith will face them head on and develop endurance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Faith under pressure. To God be the glory.
Yes.
And today it's showing its true colors, because sometimes we're all going through some kind of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of living faith James has in mind is faith that sees things through a process and a journey all the way to the end. It is so important, James writes, that we should call our worst moment joyful things, because trials help us to trust God more. I'm going to stop right there and share a personal testimony as I was going over this message. And it brought me back to my brother who was moved from Buffalo, New York to Youngstown, Ohio. And he said to me, he called me and he said, I come home because I want to get close to my children and my family. And it turned out to be one of the worst moments, because 2 weeks later, I got a call that he had been stabbed to death by his girlfriend. You're talking about faith under pressure. One of the worst moments when I look back over my life, and I see that. But as I look back, I can see that my faith was under pressure. My faith was being tested. You know, it's easy to say that you got faith when everything is going good. But can you have that faith when things come, your worst moment? Someone on the line right now might be going through their worst moment. Right now, my faith is under a lot of pressure right now. Even as I prepared this message, there's so many things going on in my life right now. Up until the moment when I was studying today, I got one of those phone calls that was depressing, and I thought, you know, I'm trying to get my mind settled and I'm trying to get ready for this. But in those moments, he said, Jason, count it all as joy things, because trials help us to trust God more. I find in the midst of pressure, my faith being under pressure, it causes me to trust God more. It causes me to lean and depend on him and not in my own strength, because I'm going through, and at this present time, I have not. But he said to trust, it will cause us to trust God. It says, people who trust God and ask him wisdom and then take what he gives. To God be the glory. My brothers and sisters, by James is saying, count it all joy when you encounter various trials. It is significant that he says, when you encounter various trials, for there is no question that you are going to face them. It's not if, but when. if you look around your lives right now, we're all under some kind of pressure. It's on our jobs. They're being downsized. They're raising the rent in people that are renters, and the rent is going up, and you got problems with your children, and you got health issues. You're always under some kind of pressure. Your faith is under pressure. We don't have to wait for suffering to end to have joy. Joy comes in the midst of this. I know that sounds kind of hard, but, you know, I find, and I'm going to make this personal. I'm going to talk about me. I find that in the midst of my suffering and the doctor's reports and the MRIs and the CTs and all the stuff that's going on in my life right now, I find that if I can keep my mind on him, he said in Jeremiah 26:23-6, I think it is, and he said, he will keep you in perfect peace with your mind stayed on him. When we're going through the pressures of life, we have to have a foundation, and our foundation has got to be our faith. We've got to be rooted and grounded in Jesus for when though you get those telephone calls or you get that knock on the door or you get that bad news, where do you go and what do you do? I'm going to give you some scriptures that I hold on to that keeps me in the midst of the suffering. And it says, James says, because our suffering isn't pointless. Hallelujah. And I looked at joy, and I said, God, break it down, joy. And he says, and I said, give me that biblical joy, the definition. And it says, biblical joy is more than a happy feeling. It's a lasting motion that comes from the choice to trust that God will fulfill his promises. That's awesome that we can trust even in the midst of the pressure that we're going, our faith is being pressured. We can know that God keeps his promise. He's a promise keeper, saints. And to all of you that might be going through, someone is going through something right now. Maybe you got bad news about your health. Maybe there's a family situation going on, something on your job. I heard just the other day that one of the sisters on the line, they downsized and they let go, I think it was maybe 5 or 6. But the good news is they didn't let her go. But, you know, there are some times when things happen, God got another plan. We don't see it. We don't know it. But that's when that faith under pressure kicks in, when you get that news that you no longer have a job. What kind of faith do you have at that particular time? Do you have that faith that said, you know what, I don't have a job. I don't know how I'm going to continue to do all the things that we do to keep our lives on an even keel. But I find it, I can tell you through testimony, God is a keeper. He's a way maker. He's Jehovah Jireh. He will be there when you're under pressure. He's there with you. God is more powerful than we can comprehend. His promise to help us is we put our trust in him. Life under pressure, faith under pressure. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into open. That's when people can see what kind of faith you got, because your faith is on display. People know that if you get a family member that has passed, you lost your job, you have a problem, that's when they see what kind of faith. You know, you can talk the talk, but are you walking the walk? When these things happen, death comes, tragedy comes, life happens, but you've got to be able to put your trust in him. Life, faith under pressure. Your faith life is forced into open, and it shows its true colors. What kind of colors you got when your faith is under pressure? Remember, somebody's watching you. Someone, well, I thought they had faith. I thought they knew Jesus. When you break down, and I got a friend who's always whining all the time, and I had to remind her, have you forgotten the God that healed you of cancer? Have you forgotten the God that made a way out of no way when you didn't have a place to live and he gave you that apartment when your faith was under pressure? He kicked in and he came and he helped you in the mighty name of Jesus. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you can become mature and well-developed in your faith, and pray to the Father. He loves to help you. To God be the glory. Now, I got some scriptures, and then I'm going to have Pastor to open up the mic for anyone that wants to share. And I'm going to ask Minister Shakurga from Long Island, New York, to come and read Philippians 4 and 6. We're going to put the word on it, because that's what we're going to stand on when our faith is under pressure. Minister Shakurga.
Amen. I am opening up all the mics at this time. Hold on 1 minute.
Philippians 4 and 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. In everything, with prayer and supplication. Praise God. Now I'm going to ask, we're going to go to Columbus, Georgia, where Monica Williams is waiting to read Luke 12 and 25.
Amen, amen. Luke 12, 25. And which of you will take thought that can add to his stature one cubit? And another Bible verse says, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Vivian Burkell from Long Island, New York, Jeremiah 33 and 3. These are scriptures that you can rely on, that you can count on, that will help you when you're under pressure, when your faith is under pressure, you can go to the Word of God. All right, Vivian, Minister, Elder Vivian Burkell. Jeremiah 33 and 3. Okay, maybe she wasn't able. Maybe she's not able to get on. And so I'll go to Jim. I love that Jeremiah 33 and 3 because that's the scripture that our ministry is under, Jeremiah 33 and 3. And it reads as follows. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. To God be the glory. Call on him when your faith is under pressure. Hallelujah. Amen. Deacon Pearl Minnick in the final scripture, and then we'll open up for our comments. Deacon Pearl Minnick that will read Isaiah 41 and 10.
Amen, amen. King James Version, Isaiah 41, 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee, and with the right hand of thy righteousness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Faith under pressure. Put the word of God on it. At this time, Pastor Clay, Pastor Clay, if you can open up the mic for anyone that have any comments.
Mother Glory,
praise God. Yes.
Hello? Oh,
yes.
Jesus. I was on mute. I couldn't get it off of mute. Sorry about that.
Okay. That's all right.
Yes.
I read it.
I know, but that's my scripture, too. That scripture brought me a long way, but to God be the glory. I was here the whole time, and the phone was on mute. Okay, God bless. I'm still here.
Praise.
I'm listening.
Well, you know what? Since you come forward, you want to tell how Jeremiah 33 and 3 has helped you. Praise
how it
God.
Helped
faith
me?
Under
oh.
pressure.
Oh, faith under pressure. Well, to God be the glory. The first time I learned that scripture, I was doing time in the penitentiary. And what happened was it was prison ministry. It was a gentleman that used to come, a Pastor Carl was his name, and he would come, I forgot what day of the week it was, but I think it was Sunday, you know, after service, and they would go out and do ministry, and he would always come. And I would always be there, and a lot of people would say, oh, you come to jail to start going to church? I said, no, I always knew the Lord, but, I was going through some stuff. But the whole thing was he was somebody that, you know, he just broke it down, and that's how he got Jeremiah 33 from doing time so we could relate. And it don't matter where you are, God is always there. But when I received
yes,
that
is.
Scripture, what I learned was that I tell everybody that that's God's telephone number. Because he's just letting you know. Jeremiah 3:33, and I love the number 3. You know, I don't play numbers no more, but that's my number. That's my number to call him up. Because he's never busy, and he's always speaking.
Yeah.
You call me up. You call everybody else. Call me up. He said, call unto me. I'm here for you. Call unto me. I got the answer. That's right. That is always true. And today I was going through little nerve pains in my head, and that's the scripture that came to me again. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee. I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not of. He's always there letting me know. Just call me. Just
call
unto me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You ain't got to pay no money. Just call unto me. The line is always free. Call unto me in the name of Jesus. So that's his number. And you can't mix it up because it's 333. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
When your faith is under pressure.
That's
call
it. Call
him.
That's right. That's his telephone number. That's right. He got the right answer. He got the right answer. In the name of Jesus. God bless each and every one of you. I thank you for that word.
Amen. Do we have anyone else that want to come forth and share how they handle their faith under pressure? Praise God.
Oh, my clapping. Oh, yeah.
Good evening. I would like to comment that you would, and also we're all faced under pressure. There's things that happen, things that we can control. Sometimes, often things, usually things we can control. We have to rely on God and to give us guidance.
Yeah.
And go to the book. Go to our ministry, and like a GPS, give us guidance and direction. And we follow that path, so we don't get lost. But the issue of death, of finances, all kinds of issues we're going to be faced with, health issues, and we have to not a single word is going to make life easier for you. The problems coming about it. I may just call God, call upon God, and he will help you.
Yes, 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 yes. Praise God. Thank you, brother, for that. Is there any more? I want to go back and correct that one scripture that I said in this Isaiah. Well, is someone else? Does anyone else have a comment on how do you face under pressure? When you're under pressure, what do you do? Where do you go? Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
All right. Yes, praise God.
I didn't know if somebody else was coming before me. But anyway, praise God. Thank you, Mother Gloria, for the word, for the scriptures, because it is true. We need him. And we need the word to be sustained and be able to go through and hold on in our faith. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Last year, last year was a whirlwind with the house fire and my son dying and my surgery and all that. But this year, my daughter was facing double murder charges and obstructing police investigation. But I continue to trust in God. Prayer, fasting, and being around the same like-minded people that you are, that they can uphold you up and pray with you and give you encouraging word, you know, because we need this here. And he said he will hold you up with his righteous right hand. Oh, my God.
Come on now.
And he gives us strength. He opens up the way, and he continued to give us a mind that we stayed on him. Even though I heard the noise from the people, my cousins and family, and it was like, wow. It was like everybody was against my daughter, and it was her boyfriend was involved too. But I trust God. I trust God.
Trust
I thank
him.
God.
Thank
my five of her kids came to live with me, and we prayed, and every time she called, we were praying. I give her encouraging word because what God gives me, because he helps us to go through. Many afflictions are the righteous, but he delivers us out of them all. I kept giving her those scriptures and told her to read the scriptures and believe God and trust God. I kept saying, Lord God, bring that prodigal daughter back home in the name of Jesus. I didn't know how he was going to do it, but he did it. But I thank you. We was under pressure. I was under pressure. People was giving me the eye, giving me the words. But I trust God through it all. Hold on to his unchanging hand. And he will take you through anything. I don't care what you
anything.
Say. But you have
come on now.
Continue to trust God with that faith of yours. He give you a mustard seed of faith, but it grows, hallelujah, grows and increase and continue to bless you as you continue to go through. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. You got to quote them scriptures. You got to believe those scriptures. You got to walk in them scriptures in the name of Jesus, that God is able to do all things but fail. My daughter is home, hallelujah. Charges dropped in the name of
Jesus,
hallelujah. And I bless his holy and righteous name. She only had one charge against her, but hallelujah, she ain't facing prison, life in prison. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. She's home with her children. Bless God. Continue to trust God. Continue to believe. But continue to walk in his will and his way. So I thank God. Faith under pressure, hallelujah. It ain't no joke, but hallelujah. God will take you through. If you are a believer and you trust in his holy and righteous word, hallelujah, there's nothing impossible that he can't do. But so I thank God, hallelujah, that I build up on your most holy faith. So I thank God that we will continue to show the goodness of God. We will continue to trust him and walk in there. And my scripture is, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not into thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah. So we have to have this faith walk, believing and trusting that God is able to do all things but still. I can't do it, but he can do it because the greater one lives in us. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus, the Holy Spirit. So I bless God today that your topic was faith under pressure. Because, see, we got to believe that he is able, and we got to believe that we are helpers one to another. So I thank God for all the prayers. I thank God for fasting with me. I thank God for encouragement. I just thank God, hallelujah. He takes us through. Hallelujah. We are not here alone, but he gives us help. So I thank you, God, faith under pressure. And I know it might be something else going on, but, Lord God, you say you'll never leave us or forsake us. You're more for us than the whole world against us in the name of Jesus. So I thank God tonight for hearing this message. I thank God for the scriptures. God is true to his word, and he is faithful. So I bless you all, and thank you. Continue to trust God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
And you know what?
Amen.
I want to give just a correction on that scripture, Jeremiah 26:3. And it says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Faith under pressure. Keep your mind going. And thank you, Elder Showers, for sharing that powerful testimony. Anyone else want to share their faith under pressure and how God brought them through? Come on now. Tell
it. There are a couple of scriptures that I've held on to for some time. That's Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
They shall
mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And then back in Isaiah 41, starting in verse 9, I have called you back from the ends of the earth and said that you must serve but me alone, for I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. See, all your angry enemies lie confused and shattered. Anyone opposing you will die. You will look for them in vain, and they will be gone. I am holding you up by your right hand. I, the Lord, your God, and I say to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. Praise God. I think about that, and I think about like my life and different things that I've been through, and the Lord has always been there. His resume has not changed. It is so tested and true that he's always been there with me and for me. I have never, ever been alone, even when I thought that I was alone. Yes. But that was when I was going on my own ability, thinking that I had to figure it out, and it was on me. But it's not about me. It has nothing to do with me. I'm not the center of the universe that he is, and that he loves me so much that it, and cares for me so much that he does not leave me alone. He does not leave me alone. And it's not about my will. It's about his will. So once I surrender, and even after years of serving the Lord, I have to be reminded sometime to surrender.
Yes.
To surrender to the Lord, because the pressure is not on me. He can handle it. His shoulders are broad enough to handle anything, absolutely anything. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. That's a powerful, powerful testimony. Anyone else? Then I'm going to turn it over to Co-Pastor Clay, because he knows I can get carried away and I can get happy, because I'm getting happy now. Who else wants to share their faith under pressure? Hallelujah. How you handle your faith under pressure. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, for all of those that have shared, I truly thank God for sharing.
Mother Gloria?
Yes.
Can we go into prayer with me before we get off the line, please? With my head, I keep getting a sharp pain in my skull. I don't know what I might have done today, whether it was my diet, whatever it is, but I'm trusting God with all the prayer warriors on the line before we get off, please.
Yes.
My face is there, but I know what happens when two or three are gathered together.
Two and three are gathered together to God.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, our God, first of all, God, we thank you for this gathering tonight, for all of those that came and shared their faith under pressure and how God brought them through. And now their faith is so much stronger because of being under pressure, and because how you brought them through, they can tell someone else how, when your faith is being tested and tried and you're under pressure, God will bring you through if you trust him and lean and depend on him. And Vivian is coming. Elder Vivian is coming right now. She's got some pressure, God. God, you can relieve. You can heal. You can do anything. So, God, she's asking, God, now, God, that you would touch her. God, touch her, God, with your healing hand. Your healing hand, lay it on her head in the name of Jesus. And then let her lay hands on herself as I pray, God, in them, and have the faith, to have the faith to believe you are God and you will do what you said you would do. Because we know you, that you said by your stripes, she is healed. Hallelujah. And God, let her stand on her faith tonight. Let her stand on Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Heavenly Father, we thank you as we stand on your word tonight.
Yes.
And we give you all the praise and the glory, God, for your faith. Your word never fails and it never comes back for it. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. At this time, go Pastor Clay, I'm going to turn it over to you because I'm getting happy now, so I'm going to calm myself down. I'm going to get off the freeway.
God bless you. It is good when we come together. I want to say that I see Tennessee is on the line. Pastor Robinson, did you have a comment, you know, before we move forward? Pastor Robinson.
No, sir. I just got on and I was enjoying the testimonies and I was eating my dinner here. And I just didn't want to be left out tonight. So, but I do thank God for you guys and pray that God will continue to strengthen each one of you who going through something. For the young lady who Mother Gloria just prayed for, we do pray God's healing up on you and He will see you through whatever it is that you're going through. But it is your faith, as Jesus said to each one, it is your faith that makes you whole. So just continue to hold in God's unchanging hands. So thank you, Elder Clay. And I'm just glad to be on tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Still praying for you and your wife. Pastor Robinson is from out of Tennessee, devoted man to the ministry. So, you know, we've been praying for him. And we thank you for coming on. And Mother Gloria, I thank you so much for coming on and just sharing a word with the body of Christ. Faith under pressure. Faith under pressure. And, you know, and my comments here is when we have the faith under the pressure, to me that is often temptation. You know, and God will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear. Beauty of
who
God
is. That's right.
And that's why we study the word, because when we study the word, God will always provide a way. I don't care what it looks like.
Yes, he does.
I don't care what you're feeling. God will always provide a way, and that's the beauty of the God that we serve, to be able to endure it. We know that God is going to bring us out. So when I think about faith under pressure, I'm going under pressure this time, but you know what, saints? God is going to bring me out. God is going to do what he says he's going to do. He's not going to allow our emotions, he's not going to allow whatever we're going through to override what the Word of God says. And that's the beauty of it.
That's right.
God is
that's
a God who's never going to change. And you know, Mother Gloria, when I think about that, I think about once he brings you and I out of what are we going through, I think about what Isaiah says. He says, forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. Let me say that again. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. And what Isaiah is saying is that once he brings us out, he does, listen, we are not to dwell on our past. We are supposed to keep our eyes. The Bible says, it says, keep your hands to the plow, looking forward. If you think about a farmer who is on a farm, he's looking ahead of what he has to plow.
Ground
that he has to break up. He's not looking at what he's already done. He's not looking at what he missed. He is looking forward. And that's what Isaiah says, that we are not to dwell on the past. In other words, leave it behind. It's already done. God has already done it. See, because when we begin to start to look back in the past, you know, you know about the turning to stone, right? That's where your heart is. When you begin to start to look back on your Sodom and Gomorrah. One of the things that was talked about in the word, do not look back. Forget those things in the past. Don't dwell on the past. Keep moving forward. And as we can keep moving forward, we can look forward to new things.
Forward
to new things. Now we're looking at something brand new that we've never seen before. A brand new healing. A pain that we wasn't going through. A headache that we may have had that's gone. We're not thinking about where we were.
We're just
focusing on where we're going. Where we're going. I think that's a powerful message in terms of faith under pressure. You know, and we're all going to be under some kind of pressure. We're all going to be tempted in some kind of way. And, you know, I think that the things that pull us the most are the things that we are in love with. See, the enemy knows what we like. The enemy knows what you and I like. And he's going to spend whatever it is that we like that's going to pull us back in the past. And get us to start to dwell in where we came from. He's going to pull us back to where we came from. And listen, saints, we cannot allow that. In the name of
Jesus, we cannot allow
the enemy to pull us back. Because once we get pulled back in the past, then we get caught up in our own nature. And that's where we don't want to go. So faith under pressure. God, listen, we're always going to be tested. We're always going to be tried. And one of the things that I can think of that I really, really know within the depth of my spirit is that when we come out of what are we going through, our faith becomes stronger. Our faith becomes stronger.
Yes, it does.
So I love the message. You know, those are just my comments, you know, in terms of you talking about faith under pressure. I mean, that's powerful because we're all going to be tested. We're all going to be tried. But I do know one thing. When we go through it, when we come out, we're going to come out better than when we went in.
Yes, we do. When we went in,
and I think that is just, you know, it's just an awesome, it's an awesome message. So I do thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to guide me through this time. My brothers, my sister, whatever you may be going through, it's just a test.
It's just a test.
And when you pass the test, my brothers, my sisters, God's going to elevate you to another level. And once you get to that next level, you're going to be tested again. You're going to be tested and tried.
And
that's what we're going to go through. Jesus has given us the example on the cross. He was tested. He was tried. He suffered for you and I. So that we might be able to see an example of what we're going to go through, of knowing that we are overcomers, more than overcomers. And I love about that. That's what I love about that. My brothers and my sisters, when we came on this evening, God did not want this to happen. I didn't say, I'm sorry, God. The devil didn't want this to happen. He did not want you and I to come together. He didn't want you to hear the message of Mother Glory, of faith under pressure. He didn't want you to hear that. He didn't want anyone to hear. He was trying to shut it down, as he always is trying to do. Anytime that I see confusion, I know it's not of God. Let me say that again. Anytime there is confusion, I know it's not of God. It's not of God. Whatever trial that I'm going, it's not of God. And that's why we keep our minds stayed on thee. And that comes with studying the word, staying in the word of God. Allow God to speak to your heart so that your spirit can overflow. So that when we're weak, strong in the eyesight of God because we're leaning and depending on leaning and depending on Jesus, and that we always have to be in that mindset, that we're always leaning and depending on Jesus. I'm Mother Gloria. I don't want to get caught up in this. You said a word in terms of what we started off in terms of when we try to get this going and everything. Well, I thought it was going to be in the back of my mind. I'm saying, oh my God, what is going on? How come I can't get this together? And I kept pressing forward. I kept pressing forward, and everything worked out. But as I was going through it, listen, I don't know about you. I got to tell you, when I'm going through a situation, my mind messes me up. I start thinking all kind of things. But then God, he comes in and he sets it right. And in the back of my mind, oftentimes, I can hear God saying, my son, I've brought you through so many times and you still are going through this. What are you going to learn? What are you going to learn? Mm-hmm. In the back of my mind, that's what I'm saying. And all I can do is say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for bringing me through one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for helping me out in a time when I thought I was going to fail.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Can I just interject for a second? I was thinking about what you said, man, and you was talking about just as Job went through, it's only a test, and the very thing that came to my mind is when we were, I don't know if they still do it or not, but on regular television, when they get ready to run some kind of test on the whole system, they would come over the air. And they would bleep in and say, this is a test of the emergency broadcast system. And then they would remind everybody that this is only a test. And that's what I'm adding to what you're saying, that everything we go through is only a test. Now, if your faith, if you are a Christian, and I say this before we get off, if you are a Christian, a child of the living God, and your faith is not under pressure, then you might need to check yourself.
All right.
You might need to check yourself. Because as long as you are a child of God, as long as you confess to being a Christian, your faith is going to be under pressure. You're going to go through some tests. We're going to go through some trials. We're going to go through some tribulation. And all I can say at the end of what I'm saying is, but God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we come to our close, Mother Gloria, for those of you who may not know her, and many of you do, she is the visionary for Call Unto Me Ministry. There's a ministry every morning that comes on. From 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock every day, daily. He does not miss. It's a prayer line. And brothers and sisters, unite from all over to come to pray, to testify, to sing songs. It is a beautiful time together. It's a beautiful time together. So if you're available from 8 to 9 o'clock in the morning, I invite you, ma'am, I invite you, sir, to join. The call number is 727-731-9581. That's 727-731-9581. And, from 8 o'clock, I know there are prayer sessions all over the world, but I can tell you about come together, and we have a great time. And I believe that people are receiving healing. I believe that people are being lifted out of whatever situation they're going through simply because people who are sincere about the Lord are coming to the line to share. They're bringing their gifts. They're bringing their gifts. They're bringing their gifts. And it is a blessing to the body of Christ. So it's 727-731-9581. As we come to a close, Mother Gloria, did you have any comments, any final comments? I'm going to ask Dr. Suzanne. Dr. Suzanne, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm unmuted
yes.
now. Yes.
Would you pray over Mother Gloria? And Mother Gloria, did you have any final comments before we close?
Only that I just thank God for the opportunity to come. And really, I was in my own hiding place when you called me.
Amen.
I was minding my business when you called me, but then God's business showed up.
Yeah.
And I had to be there. But anyway, I thank God for all of you allowing me just to come and share what was on my heart to the people of God. And I pray that you receive what God has given to me. God bless you. Thank you all.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And for all of you that came on, we have so many numbers from different states that came on. From Calling to Me Ministry and Blog Talk, we thank you for taking your time to come to hear a word. I guarantee you're going to be blessed. Anytime that you hear the word of God, you are going to be blessed. So I thank you so much. Dr. Suzanne.
Father God, we praise your name, dear Lord, and we thank you, Father, for this time together this evening, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the word that has gone forth, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, that as we sit and ponder and think about what has gone forth
yes,
and the people that have spoken, Father God, and how you wonderfully used our sister, Mother Gloria, that we are reminded when we leave the line, Father God, that it still lingers with us. It just takes root, Father God, for those, especially for those that did not know the Lord or those that are going through right now, Lord, that they have tools that they can work with. They
yes.
have tools to get them through. That God's word is true yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That there are people, thank you for the access to a prayer line every morning.
Yes.
That they can come to ask for prayer and support and for encouragement. That they can hear the saints' testimonies. They can hear
yes.
the saints. They can hear God's word. We thank you, Father God, for all the scripture references and the readings this evening, Father God, for folks to go back and look. This is a Bible study.
Yes, God.
And that's what we're doing, is studying your word, dear Lord.
Yes.
So I thank you, Father God, for the way that you've used Mother Gloria this evening. I thank you, Lord, for her willingness to be used. And to serve this evening, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for the word that's gone forth, that it can
yes.
root and be a blessing to every person on the line, to their families, Father God, their households, dear Lord. I thank you, Father God, that Mother Gloria, Father God, will rest soundly this evening, that she
yes.
will be renewed and restored, that her energy would be renewed, that she gives so much, so much. We thank
yes.
you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that she has sweet, sweet dreams. We thank
yes.
you, Father God, that you have the people around her, Father God, to bless her. To bless her
yes.
tangibly, Father God, financially, Father God,
yes.
with words of encouragement,
yes.
dear Lord. We thank you, Father
yes.
God, that she'll
thank
rise
you,
up in the morning, dear Lord, rejoicing
yes.
and praising you. And thanking you, Father God, for a new beginning
mm-hmm.
that we're renewed each
yes.
and every day. We thank you.
Yes.
We thank you in Jesus' sweet and holy name. Amen and amen.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Under pressure. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Yes. Amen.
It's can look beyond the